This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tim Allen joining us now. Tim, apparently at a racetrack somewhere riding motorcycles.
No, I'm sitting out on the back deck soaking up what's left of the All-Star break here.
So, Tim, the question we had to start the show today is who needs to step up for the second half of this season to be more successful? So if you had to say a top three, what needs to happen?
I think they've got to hit better, and I think the pitching will fall into place a little bit more in line. You get a little cushion, man, and Craig Counsell has alluded to that in the past, that you know, the score depends on how you're going to manage a bullpen, how you're going to manage a pitching staff, not only for today but for tomorrow's game as well. And he has said that if you're down three or something, you got to manage. Yeah, try and win the game, see if the offense puts you back in it. But you then have to start taking a peek at tomorrow's game as well. And I think that a lot of what ails the crew a little bit is the offense, and we can all agree, and they would even admit that they're underachieving, and it's got to level off here. They got to be more consistent scoring runs. I mean, just looking at the last 10 here, they're hitting like .212 mm-hmm. as a team, and it's just, that's not going to cut it. I mean, no matter how you slice it, you know, the other guys are going to keep you in this thing for sure, and that's the way it looks through 90 games. But I mean, you're gonna have to hit better, and that's that. Score more runs.
You had a move by the Brewers. For those that don't know, the Brewers did sign a right-hander. That was Shelby Miller. He got cut by the Rangers, and they picked him up, and they brought him into the minor league system. Any there?
Yeah, there might be lightning in a bottle, possibly. Yeah. The guy's a former All-Star. Yeah, and he's had some success in the bigs. So I think that, you know, after the last couple of years, it's been spiraling downhill for him, and maybe the change of scenery, some rejuvenation comes from within, and maybe a little guidance from Hook and the staff. But it's trying to catch lightning in a bottle is what it is.
Do the Brewers? I mean, when you start talking about wins and losses, to me, it's imperative. They have got to win two out of three against the Giants team that beat them up out there. I think in this series, if you're going to get off on the right foot and not say same old, you got to at least win two out of three against the Giants, correct?
Yeah, at some point, it grades on you. It does. And you lose to the Marlins, and you lose to the Giants. And at some point, you're going to have to say, hey, there's enough sample here. And we all know this, Bill. You're well aware of, you know, if that other guy is on, that other pitcher's on, you're behind the eight ball a lot of times. But over the course of time, how many times do you or can you use that excuse for not beating teams that clearly aren't as good as you are? And so at some point, that switch has got to get flipped, and hopefully it starts this weekend.
So when you look at this team, and I said, look, I think Lorenzo Cain has to start hitting the ball better. I think Jeffress has to solidify the back end of the bullpen. I think that Jesus Aguilar has got to continue his hit. I mean, because he started to hit the ball towards the end of the first half of the season. And I hope he didn't cool off during the All-Star break. I hope he continues to hit. But to me, if none of this really falls into place as easily as we hope it will, Craig Counsell almost is forced to push all the right buttons. I mean, there's little room for error at this point, correct?
Oh, absolutely, and he's a manager can slump too, and they can make their decisions based on, you know, their gut and analytics and the whole nine yards. But yeah, you're right. If this is going to go back and forth a half game as we speak, and you know the division, I mean, hell, Pittsburgh's just one run away from ending up in first place here as we get toward the deadline. And he's going to have to play mistake-free decision-making, and that's probably is going to help a lot. And typically, over the course of time, he's made the right moves. He really has, and I don't know if at times the more subtle moves get the attention it should. But just before the break there, I would question a few moves in there, and I just wonder what they're going to come out of the chute with, and if we'll see a steadfast, hey, I'm sticking to my guns here, this is what we're doing. You know, Grandal, does he continue to get consistent playing time out of that leadoff spot ever since he put him there? Yeah, he gets on base, and that's true. But he sort of quit hitting a little bit, and they need him to start hitting. So, yeah, long story short, you're right. Craig Counsell, mistake-free, is going to help.
Moving forward, now we know that there's going to be some moves made. We know David Stearns is going to do his due diligence. But as we heard yesterday, running around the rest of the National League Central, which I thought, I don't know if you were listening, but we talked to everybody in every city, everybody's looking for pitching. I don't know what it's going to cost you to get the pitching you seek if you're David Stearns. My fear is that you may get one arm, one mediocre arm, and that's not going to do you a whole hill of beans unless this team just goes crazy and starts hitting the ball and pitching the ball and doing things that we haven't seen them do for an entire first half of the season. And you may almost be forced into, let's do what we can, not get crazy, and just start retooling this thing in the offseason and wait for next year.
You know what, though? Is that such a bad thing while you're in a pennant race? And that's the key phrase, while you're in a pennant race. I don't know if that's such a bad thing. Does it then fall into line to a bigger picture? In other words, you know, we've had this conversation before, and I've had it with Joe on the air, too. Competing and rebuilding and competing and sustaining at the same time, maybe it falls into that philosophy that, okay, so we don't have the freight train or the steamroller here, but can we do some subtle moves, a Shelby Miller? Can we do some subtle moves, not giving up a ton to go, in my opinion, to grab the most important piece right now, and that's a bullpen arm, and I mean a good bullpen arm. So does it fall into line with that sustainability? And after all, they're still in it. And everyone agrees they're not playing their best ball, so it may not take a major move to win this division. It might be just 90-plus games in here. This just may be what it is. Mm-hmm. And the Cubs aren't going to get hot, and the Brewers are not going to get hot, and Pittsburgh is going to be who they are, and Cincinnati and St. Louis maybe make a little push, and they're beat up by injuries a little bit now. But maybe that's not such a bad thing. On a down year, if this is as down it gets, I will take this as a Brewers fan every single year if this is the down year.
Which I agree with. I guess where the disappointment lies, and I think it lies for you as well, we came into this season going, one more game. One more game, take that next step. And you basically had everybody else intact. You really didn't lose too much. Wade Miley, you know, I mean, was he a solidifying force in that staff? I mean, I think we go back to Chacin in the year that he had, and we just thought he was rock solid. Joe and I were just talking about that. Then you kind of took him for granted at this point, kind of with the season that he's having now. And then you say, okay, well, you know, they added a better catcher offensively behind the plate. This team should have just been off and running and flying. You got a better year out of Ryan Braun. Everything should be great, but guys like Lorenzo Cain, obviously Orlando Arcia, some of the errors that he has had, they haven't been able to solidify the second base position. Travis Shaw hasn't been good. I mean, there's been some things that you kind of scratch your head and go, just never fell back into place.
Yeah, I won't call it the snake-bitten season of 2013, but there's been some bad luck here. There truly has. And there's so many things that were unpredictable, and so they need a couple of good things to happen. Is Mauricio Dubon one of those good things? Is a Shelby Miller that gives you a six start run at the end of the year that recaptures some magic? And who knows? But they do. They definitely do. I'm waiting for some of the good luck to happen, and luck plays a part in this game. And a lot of this is, as I said, unpredictable. Craig Counsell will tell you, luck is part of this game. You get a broken bat, flare base hit with two on and two out in the seventh inning of a one-run game. You can't predict that. That'll happen to other teams, and it seemingly doesn't happen to this team this year. So maybe it'll be back heavy on the good luck.
Hey, before I let you go, Tim, I wanted to ask you the rest of the division. Now, if you had to say, okay, take the Brewers out of the mix, is it the Cubs or the Cardinals, do you think? I mean, yesterday we talked to Kevin Wheeler at ESPN in St. Louis. He doesn't think the Cardinals are going to do much. Pittsburgh's looking for pitching, but we don't know if they're going to get any. And Cincinnati, if they could ever put their offense together, they got one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, but they're looking for bats. They're not looking for arms. So who's got the best opportunity to win this division?
Obviously, the Cubs have the talent, and if they get rolling, they can get rolling, and we know that. But the more I pay attention and watch these Pirates, the more I just love their style, Bill. I do. I love their offensive style. They're not going to hit you a ton of home runs outside of Bell, but these little water gnats, they're just skittering around on top the water, and they refuse to sink. And I'll tell you, the more this goes on, not just this year, that's just a gut of mine for this year. Look out in the next couple of years for the Pirates. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. And they are putting together a good core young group that is going to battle you. And they get a big test here against Chicago. And I heard Hoyer on the score down there not too long ago talking about, you know, this is going to tell a lot for the Cubs. Well, it's going to tell a lot for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's going to tell a lot for the Brewers here. Everyone seemingly is getting on this statement, and they're right. I'm not poking fun at them. I just wonder where the Brewers fall in the statement. Hey, the next couple of weeks is going to tell us a lot or guide us.
So
we'll see.
So next week, Wednesday and Friday, you're going to be here filling in, taking over.
You bet.
Okay,
yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of baseball chatter, I'm sure, as we draw towards the trade deadline. So it's good timing, but. I'll be listening from somewhere on a lake, on a boat, with a beverage.
Yeah, you can just move your All-Star break into next week. That's fine. You've earned that, man.
Well, you know, every now and then it just happens to fall in the right direction. Tim, always a pleasure, buddy. Enjoy your time here, and then I'll talk to you in a week or so.
You got it, Bill.
All right,
man.
Pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.